The inyan we want to speak about is the inyan of Shinui Hashem as opposed to Shinui Maisa, and the Gdorim of Shinui Hashem and so on, and how it interacts with Shinui Maisa. There's a gap someplace, because the truth is the Rambam doesn't quite mention Shinui Hashem. That's one of the issues possibly we should deal with. Shulchan Aruch seems to mention only Shinui Hashem. There seems to be the maskana, some sort of overlapping, and a lot of nekudas that are not that clear, but I want to focus on a few main points. The Gemara by us, when the Gemara in Daf Samach Vavam the Beis presents Shinui Hashem, Amar Rava, Haimulsa Kashabi Rabbler Beyosef Esetat and Shnin, this was an inyan that 22 years Rabbi Yosef didn't have a teretz for, v'le ifriki adi Yosef Rabbi Yosef bereisha uparka Shinui Hashem Shinui Maisa Domi. So it took 22 years for Rabbi Yosef to figure out that Shinui Hashem is like Shinui Maisa, which definitely tells us that in Svara, Shinui Hashem is a lot more dochuk than Shinui Maisa. Shinui Maisa is Pashat, that we learn on Pashat. Shinui Hashem is a big chiddush. It's not as good as Shinui Maisa, and it required 22 years to figure out that it's like it. Support to it is Tosfos. Tosfos says right away, Shinui Hashem b'Shinui Maisa Domi. So Tosfos says, Lavki Shinui Maisa Mamish. It's not as good as Shinui Maisa. It's going to need with it an additional, yiush, something with it. Tosfos' Shita is most Achrayim, the Goyin included, understand it to be a machloikis in Tosfos itself. They say that the Tosfos in Samach Zayin is two terutzim, and this Tosfos is going only according to one or two terutzim. According to the other Teretz, you need the Yish only to bring in to be able to make the Shinui Hashem. But be it as it may, Tosfos also emphasizes clearly the point. I mean, even if you don't hold lahalacha like Tosfos, even if the other sheet in Tosfos, but certainly the svar and the logic is that Shinui Hashem is a bigger chiddush to Shinui Maisa and probably not as effective as that. A place where you see it clearly, the Gemara says in Samach Zayin that Truma and Maisris are a Shinui Hashem. Hagana Gazan Varas Akteshan Trumas and Truma, the Gemara Samach Zayin, Umasase Maisa, Samasa Ami also Mikha Shinui Hashem, Mikora Tivlavashta Truma. For Gzela purposes, Shinui Hashem of making something from Tevel into Truma is definitely it works, it's effective, the Shinui Hashem works. Somebody, I saw somebody presents it as a kasha, kind of. It says by Esan Zoyna, it says that you cannot take, if you hold that Shinui Maisa doesn't work, if you took Chitim and you made out of it, and you made out of it soilus. So if you hold that Shinui Maisa doesn't work, so it doesn't work even if it's you'll be makdashit. L'chura, there was a Shinui Hashem over there. You took the Esnin, you took the Chita, which was Chulin. You made Truma out of it. You made a Hegdash out of it. The Teretz is, Shinui Hashem over there is not going to work. So the same Shinui Hashem, even though it works for Gzela over here, but it won't work for Esna. It's a tricky kasha because it's difficult to understand. The Torah could never answer anything for Esna Zayin because there'll always be a Shinui Hashem on it. But be it as it may, it's becholzo. You see that the Torah was makbid on the thing, even if you hold over there that the Shinui Maisa could work, the Shinui Hashem in its own right is not going to work. So you have a case that Shinui Maisa works, Shinui Hashem doesn't work, a parallel case where in Gzela Shinui Hashem would work, and it doesn't work by Esna. And I am leaving the exception, because over there it's a difficult case. It's a custom, because by definition you would never ever be able to answer anything for making it into Hektish, because there will always be Shinui Hashem. So we have two or three points where we see that Shinui Hashem is also good, but it's not quite up to, it's not quite exactly as good as Shinui Maisa. I have another place where I think there's a parallel to it. The Gemara says that in Shinui Hashem, if the first name still exists on it, the Gemara says if you still call it Malatatin, if you called it Ayel beforehand, it's not going to work in Shinui Hashem. If you still have the original name on it, even though you added a name, it is definitely called a Meresh. So you still call it both Mistama. You do call it something else also. It's only Rashi. It's only because you still retain the old name. The same thing by Tle and Ayel. It's true that Tle is called an Ayel, but there's also a shift from being called a Tle also to Ayel only. B'cholzos, it doesn't work. Shinui Maisa, it's hard to find a case that's parallel. But I don't think in Shinui Maisa you need a total utter destruction of the first chayfetz for it to become a completely new chayfetz. As long as it's a substantial shinui, a skinu, I mean, it's hard to draw the parallel. What would be the parallel? But Seichel says that the parallel would be that completely it's panim chadashes ba'olikam. You don't need that for Shinui Maisa. You could think that maybe it's not exactly the same, but Pecholayfin, these are areas where you see that Shinui Hashem is weaker than Shinui Maisa. There's a flip side to it. There are a bunch of places where you see that Shinui Maisa, that Shinui Hashem, is better than Shinui Maisa. The first one is, I think the most important one, is Chayzer L'Briyasa. The Gemara says by us that definitely, according to many Madi Omrim, it doesn't work. Toysis makes a machloikis out of it, to limudim, depending if Rab or not. The Gemara in the beginning of HaGoizel says, one is the right, one is Rabbanan. Shinui Chayzer L'Briyasa definitely is a greyasa in Shinui Maisa. What about the Shinui Hashem? So, the Gemara by us says Reb Zeira Omer, Shinui Achoizel B'Riyasa B'Shinui Hashem L'Hava Shinui. So the Reb Zeira says that Shinui Achoizel B'Riyasa B'Shinui Hashem L'Hava Shinui. Toisvis in Sukkah says Tuifanim that in understanding Shinui Hashem Achoizel B'Riyasa how it differs than Shinui Maisa Achoizel B'Riyasa. First of all, he says, it's a machloikas, one sheet in Taisa, it's a machloikas Reb Zeira and Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef had a different teretz because he doesn't hold of Reb Zeira. So that's the Stam of the Gemara. I'll just read the line. I didn't bother to photocopy it, I understood most of them, I learned it. The Gemara in Sukkah says the following, that it says, Rav Huna used to tell people, merchants who used to buy hadassim, that they should let the goy cut it so that you have shinui reshus and so on. In fact, the Gemara v'liknuya b'shinui maisa. Why isn't it a shinui maisa? The shinui maisa being that you take it and you take the lulav and the hadassim and the arabis and you do eged with it, you tie it together. So the Gemara says either you don't need it. So the Gemara says, anyway, just as quickly as you untied it, you can untie it, and you don't need to do anything with it, and just untie it. So Shinui Chayzer B'Riyasa. In fact, the Gemara of Liknuya B'Shinui Hashem, Ayd is a Shinui Hashem, before it was called Asa, which is Hadas, now it's called Eshaina. So the Gemara says, Eshaina Meikara Nami L'Asa, Eshaina Karlev. That it's still people call it both times. So the Gemara Lechura seems to imply that Shinui Hashem does not have the problem of Chayzer L'Briyasa. That's not a problem there. So Tosfos has two mahalchim. One is yes, it's a machloikis by us, Reb Yosef and Reb Zeira. Reb Yosef, who didn't answer, is cholik on Reb Zeira. It's not just another teretz, both equally good. He's cholik on it. And he holds not like that. And the Stam of the Gemara was going like Rabbi Yosef, that Shinui Achoizel L'Briyasa by Shina Chayz Libriyasa by Shina Hashem is not a problem. Or he says Shina Chayz Libriyasa by Shina Hashem, if you add a little touch to it, if you give it a little yish or something else, it works. As opposed to Shini Maisa, I understand. But B'choloifin, it does have some sort of, it needs a little more. But L'maisa Tachlis, it can be, it works better. Shini Hashem Achayz L'Briyosa works better than Shini Maisa Achayz L'Briyosa. Either totally, either it's a Machloikas or Be'ez Zera, or with some additional help, it works. So all of a sudden, Shini Hashem, which is weaker, which is not as good, is much better. Here we have a case that's much better. The Gemara's Lashon by us also, a lot of people, I see a medayik. Reb Zeir says, Shina Chazib Rasa, Bishini Hashem La Bishini. The word Bishini Hashem is jarring because it doesn't really read well. He should have said that Shina Chazib Rasa, Shinui, that's Chazib Rasa, is a problem. He doesn't say it that way. He says it, he emphasizes Bishini Hashem. So one way of learning it would be only by Shini Hashem, and that's hard to understand. Why would it be chaylik on Shini Maisa and just say it over here? Or the other one is even by Shini Hashem. In other words, Reb Yosef obviously held that in Shini Hashem Chayzer Lebrios is not a problem, and he came along and said, no, you should know in Shini Hashem it's also a problem. The Gemara is much sharper if you learn it like that. So in Bechlal, in other words, in the Klal of the Dinim that we said, what one thing is, in the Gabe de Inyan of Chayz Lebriyasa, Shinui Hashem is stronger and better. Either somebody actually holds that it works, or with a tzir if it works, and so on. Even Reb Zeira says it's a chiddush. Reb Zeira holds that if it doesn't work, says Reb Leisai, it's a chiddush. I'm telling you a din. Another place where there seems to be a mila in Shini Hashem is as follows. Igmar laid in Sarik Dalit. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara has a list. In the beginning of Gozel Eitzim, the Gemara has a list of Tanoim that all hold Shini Mukayim Ha'emet. In other words, all of these Tanoim do not hold of the Musig of they hold that Shini Mekoy Ma'imit, Shini does not work. So the Gemara says like this, Reb Lezer B'Yakov Ma'i, it's Gemara Tzadik Talam Alev, Reb Lezer B'Yakov Oimer, Harei She'gozel So Shel Chitin, if a person steals a So of Chitin, Tochan Alosha V'Afo V'Yivish Menu Chalo, the person made bread out of it, which is an incredible Shini Ma'isa, Ketad Mevarech, Einzem Varech Ale Menayetz, so the person cannot possibly make a brach on it because it is being menayetz like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. Fine. Now the question is, what brach is he going to make? How is the challah chal over here? L'maisa, the challah can't be chal because it's not his. It's gezel, and just like you can't be mafish trumas and that's not yours. You can't be mafish chalos, and that's not yours. So some nachron and yontiv and Rebbe Chanan, they all say it works as far as the afreshes chala goes. It works because of Shini Hashem. That since it's a Shini Hashem, that's why it works. So what seems to come out is, even if Rabbi Lozeb Yaakov holds that Shini Maisa doesn't work, and that's why he holds that it's Boitzei Berech Nirtz Hashem, and it still has Hashem Gzela mitzad Shini Maisa, but the Etzem Chalois of Chala could work, and you make the bracha before the Hafrasha. So when you're making the bracha, when you're making the bracha, you're making it before you did the Maisa Hafrasha. So there is no Shinui Hashem beforehand. There's only Shinui Maisa because it came flour and dough and so on and so forth. So when you're making the bracha, your Berech is Hashem, the Shinui Maisa did not help. The Etzem Afrasha works because of Shinui Shinui Hashem. Why you don't say Shinui Rishus, whether it's a different Rishus or not, but that's how they Neman and they work with that. So you have a case with even someone who holds that Shinui Hashem is not effective. Shinui Ma'is is not effective. Shinui Hashem is effective. V'lo Davahu. There's one more place where it's mashma that there's one more place in our sugya. Our sugya in the beginning in Samach Hey Amud Beis. In Rabbi Loya's halacha, the Gemara says that Rabbi Loya holds the shinui of Gonav Tlev Nasa'il is not a good shinui because it's bo me'ela. It's bo me'ela. That's the way he says it. The Gemara asks Akasha, "Ay, there's a shinui Hashem." So the Gemara says, "There's no real shinui Hashem." But what's mashma? It's mashma that let's say it would be a shinui Hashem, nobody would call it tlen ayel. Nobody would call an ayel a tlen. But it certainly came mimela. It certainly wasn't done by a dayim. Still, the Gemara says that would work. In other words, the Gemara has no problem even after he got through saying his yisoid. That a shinui habome elov is not a shinui. The Gemara says, but a shinui Hashem habome elov would work. So here you have something which is another maila of shinui Hashem. The only thing the Gemara says, it's not a shinui Hashem. But the Gemara has no problem with it. So we found another area that shinui Hashem is better. So we have three places that shinui Hashem seems to be better than shinui Maisa. There's another area which I'm not sure, just another din. There's interesting halacha. It says if you stole a get, meaning the get was written l'shmo, you didn't pay the person for it, and he says you can't take it, you didn't pay the sefer, you can't take it till you don't pay for it, it doesn't work. However, if you stole paper, it works al shinui Hashem. So it's a shailah. In other words, it's quoted shahar al shinui Hashem. In the source, it says it's both Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa. They all ask, it's Chazal Briyasai. If you take a piece of paper and you order to get on it, you can erase it. So the Achrayim speak about it, the Nasekeim speak about it, and they say it has a Shem Niyar Mochuk. It's not Niyar, it's Niyar Mochuk. So what if you started with Niyar Mochuk to start with? I mean, they're giving a very specific case. It's Mashma that Shinui Hashem, I mean, if it's chayzer b'yasa, it would still work. That's a mashmua, it's not halacha. It's a bit off, but I just want to. One more place I want to show an interesting place where it's mashma that there's a maila in Shinui Hashem over Shinui Maisa, despite the way the sugya goes. It's in the Ramban in Kuf Yudalet. The Ramban speaks long arichos about Shinui Maisa, with Shinui Hashem, with all sorts of things. And I just want to read the two lines that are Negea. Elohochi, Shinui Maisa Gufei Ki Koni Mishum Shenishtane Shmohu. The reason why Shinui Maisa works is because it's Nishtane Shmohu. So the whole din of Shinui Maisa is because every Shinui Maisa creates a certain Shinui Hashem. You're able to give it a new name. The Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, 22 years it took him to figure out that Shinui Hashem also works. And Rabban says that every Shinui Maisa works because of Shinui Hashem. That's Betzim, it's the same thing, it's Hainu Hach and so on and so forth. My Hai. So basically, we have here, we see that the concept of Shinui Hashem is harder to understand than Shinui Maisa. In other words, it's less likely to work than Shinui Maisa. It took a while to be oimer on it. It's a chiddush. There are places where it doesn't work, and there are places where it works much better than Shinui Maisa works. And we need to try to understand, to get some sort of sense of what is Shinui Hashem and how could it, you know, how could it work better in some places, be more difficult in other places, and so on. So I'd like to present the following Havana. It's a fine point, and let's see if we can work it through. There is a Havana in understanding Shinui in the following way. A person steals a chayfetz. It's a mikzas kinyan. to some degree, it's a kinyan. It's kinyan exhale and kinyan gneva, but he still has a chiyuv hashava and so on. As the chayfetz deteriorates, the chayfetz has an edinim to give back. As it deteriorates and it loses, it becomes changed. The Torah says at a certain point, I no longer have to give it back. The chayfetz lost its din because it's changed. It's lost its din to give back. To give a very wild comparison, just so that to get a point where, meaning, in Machol Sasuris, there's a person, in Chometz, something is Nepshot, Nifsol Machilas Kelev, something lost, it's completely, it's finished. So the Chayfetz itself, at the point of Shinu, lost any Shaykhis, it lost its dinim, and it's no longer, there's no Chiyuv to give it back, and so on and so forth. That is one way of looking at it. It would be helpful to understand Rashi, who says a shini has to be a dayan dafka. A shini is a type of kinyan. It's the shini itself creates the kinyan, and I need to do it be a dayan, or else it's not going to happen by itself. Just like if something is nishtane in my rishus, it doesn't stop being mine. It's only when you make the shini, so you made a gzela, making a shini takes it completely away from the bailim, and there's no more din to give it back. That's one way of looking at it. That's the Gemara's understanding before the 22 years. That's one way of understanding it. There's a second way of understanding it, and it goes as follows. A person stole a chayfetz. He has a chiyuv hashava. The Torah said there's a tnai in hashava. The tnai in hashava is that the ma'is hashava has to be done with a ke'ein shegazal. You need to give back a chayfetz that is very similar. It's not very similar to it, but it's the chayfetz itself as it was when you took it. That is, so now it's not the pshat that at some point when the chayfetz changed, it's no longer the balabayis, it's lost its dinim. When I come to do the ma'is hashava, I have a chayfetz and I have a din to make hashava. I don't have a chayfetz to give. The Torah qualified what type of chayfetz I can use to give back, and the qualification is ke'en shegazal. This chayfetz is some out of a chayfetz. It's like the chayfetz would have been burnt. I just don't have the chayfetz to make hashav with. If I don't have the chayfetz to make hashav with, I have to give damim. So one is that the chayfetz itself, as it was in my rishus, It lost its dinim, it lost its halachas of belonging to the person, or it's a ma'isa kinyan. The shini itself is a ma'isa kinyan, especially if you hold it to shini b'yadayim. So, in other words, the shini itself is the kinyan in the ma'isa in the thing itself. Or the second part is very different. What the shini accomplishes is that the shini has now removed from me a chayfetz hashava. So when I come to do a theoretical hashava, I don't have a chayfetz to do hashava with. B'meila, there's a chalois on me of giving back damim, which is what you pay when you're on the chayfetz. So if the chayfetz gets burnt, l'mashal, you pay damim, and that's the chiyuv that's chal. So we have two ways of looking at shinu. The Torah told us we know shinu is kaina, and the question now is, how does that work? Does it work because as the object becomes mishtane, it loses the shem bailim on it, it loses the dini hashav on it, whatever it is mitzad the chayfetz, and therefore I am at some point I'm kain it because the chayfetz no longer needs to go back to the bailim. We'll give you a mashal. There's a halacha I just want to emphasize. I saw somebody pointed out. I found somebody pointed Kiryat Sefer. Kiryat Sefer says that the din hashava of on gzelus and gnevis is chal on other people as well. So if I see a chayfetz that's nigzal or nignav before yiyush, I have a chiyuv to give back somebody else. Afterwards, I don't, because the chayfetz itself is torn hashava. So according to that, if it's nishtane enough, then the hashava itself is there's no more din hashava on the chayfetz. The chayfetz lost its din hashava, and I'm it. Or I was mafkia and I can't make a shava and I can't give it back. the difference will be Shini Hashem. Shini Hashem is not any substantial change in the Chafetz. So Lamashal, let's take the most extreme case. I had a piece of cloth that I stole. I stole a piece of cloth. And one day I decided this piece of cloth would make a great tablecloth. The Chafetz changed zero. I can't say that the decision to change it into a tablecloth removed and was mafkia the dine hashav and so on and so forth from it. I can't say that. Nothing happened to Chafetz. Chafetz didn't change a kiuzeh. But when I come to give it back, so now the halacha is I have to give him back a piece of cloth. It's not if I relabeled it. So now the Shini Hashem says I no longer, this Chafetz has a different label to it, and it's not the Ke'en Shegazel. It's not a process that happened in the Chafetz, but when I make the Maisa Hashava, I don't have cloth in my house. I only have tablecloths in my house. I don't have a piece of cloth. That would be the most extreme case. But let's go through. So when Rabbi Yosef came along, and he said, after 22 years, that Shina Shashini Maisa Dami, I want to bring back to Gemara. I mean, he's saying a big chiddush. It took 22 years for Rabbi Yosef to figure it out. So he comes along and he says, Shina Shashini Maisa Dami, Shina Maisa Maitaima, Hosa Me Kora Eitzim Ashta Kalin, Shina Shem Nami Me Kora Kola Mashav Ashta Vrazin. But I don't hear Hagdara here. What I mean, I'm waiting for the explanation. I mean, what didn't I know before, and what do I know now? What is the explanation? Where does the point lie in explanation? The Teretz is, according to the first understanding, which included only Shini Maisa, it's not Meikara and Hashta. Somewhere along the point of comparison is not Maisa Gzela versus Maisa Hashava. Something happened to the Chafetz. He says, no, the whole din of Shinu is a very different halacha. The din of Shinu is, when I'm coming to do the Maisa Shava, am I giving back that which I took or not? The Mikara and the Hashta, the comparison of the two points of time that are important are Maisa Gzela and Maisa Shava. It's not a process in the middle. So he says, then there's no difference. What's the difference in the Shini Maisa? The main point is not what happened to it. The main point is when I'm giving it back, is it the same? Am I giving back the same thing or not? For that, Shini Hashem is saying. So the Chiddush of Shini Maisa, of Shini Hashem, it's not an additional Chiddush. Like he's saying that Shini Maisa works and also Shini Hashem. It's a completely different Havana of what it is about the Shinui that creates that changes the Torah from giving it back. The Havmina is it's something in the Chafetz that sort of deteriorates and it changes the Tzura and it's no longer Chafetz or I'm kind of the Chafetz or whatever it is. And here he says no, it's Bishas Hashava, it's a Din and Hashava that has to be Ke'en Shegazal. If it's not Gozal and it's not Ke'en Shegazal, if there's a discrepancy between those two points in time, it's not the same. And therefore Shini Hashem works. So what I'm saying is, Reb Yosef came along. I'm sorry. I also would like to say that yes, I would like to think that yes. Now we asked the Kasha. The Ramban is the right point. We asked the Kasha. Ramban says, "Betzim Mishnah Rabbi, it's like every Shinu Maisa works because the Shini Hashem." Hello, but Rabbi Yosef for 22 years didn't even know what the word Shini Hashem was. So how do we can say the Torah says? But once I hold like that, then Shini Maisa is also like Shini Hashem. The main it's the same nekuda. It's not the same object that I took. Sometimes it's because I've labeled it differently. Sometimes it's because it's changed. But it's one nekuda, and it's interesting. Taka, I mean, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't give it two labels. And it's very confusing. You learn the sugya, you have two clear halachas, and then you come along and you look at it and you say to yourself, where are those two halachas brought? And it's muchach van chesim of Rambam Pasnak Rabbi Yosef. He has to hold of it. And the Rambam tucks it into only in one place. There's a tnai that every Shini Maisa has to have some sort of Shini Hashem with it also. I mean, I don't want to go too off a tangent, but there's another inherent difficulty in the sugyas. Tosis later says the only type of Shini Maisa that works is if it has a Shin Hashem with it. In other places it says Shin Hashem needs a Shin Maisa with it. It almost comes out that you need both always. And the answer, the obvious answer in Pshat is, it doesn't, Shin Maisa doesn't need a major Shin Hashem, it needs a little bit of a Shin Hashem. Shin Hashem doesn't need a major Shin Maisa, it's a little bit of a Maisa. But the point is, what the Gemara means later, what Tosfos means later, that a Shin Maisa needs to have a Shin Hashem means it has to be substantial enough that I can call it another object. Similar to the Musig that Ramban is presenting. It falls under one, the new label is, when I'm giving it back, is it Kain Shegazel, is it not Kain Shegazel? So sometimes a Maisa does it, sometimes labeling it does it. But at the end of the day, sometimes just saying Arezu Truma, and sometimes breaking it does it. But at the end of the day, it all falls under one category. Let's go back and look at the different at the different cases and see if we can work out why it would make a difference. By Esnan Zoyna, let's go back to the cases where Shini Hashem is weaker. So the sugya we explained, by Esnan Zoyna, that over there it does not help, Shini Hashem doesn't help, even though Shini Maisa helps. The answer is Pashit. In Hilchas Gzela and Gneva, certainly what you're trying to do is there's a din of Kein Shegazel. When the person is when the person is stealing it, so and when he's giving it back, is it the same object? It's not the same object. In Kachim, it's like it would be Macholos Asuris. It would be like things that are be'etzim puzzle for you know, the Torah said this is a Hefta that's Mukta and Mos for Kodesh. That's what the Chayfetz is. Shinui Hashem has nothing to say about that. I mean, Shinui Hashem doesn't even begin to if a person, you know, let's use again an outrageous muscle, but still, if a person takes tray for meat and he processes it, so if it's nifsal at a certain point, it might be good, it might not be good, and so on. But if he relabels it and he calls it kosher meat, it's not going to help very much. He can call it whatever he wants. I mean, it's not even, it doesn't even have, it's not shaykh to the parsha. In Esnan, the psul is because these are hafeitzim that are possible for Kodesh. So Shini Maisa, at its core, it works in other places because it's a process also. And we even thought that that's how it works by Gzela before we had this din of Shiasha. So that the change in process might change its surah so completely that it's no longer possible. But Shini Hashem is not even a havamina that would work, because Shin Hashem is something that's only shayach to Inyan of Gzela, because of the special din of Kein Shegazel.
How does the Gemara bring a raya from Esnan back to Gzela then, Beishamai? Because if it's not going to work by Esnan, it will work by Gzela, since it's a different gather of, you know.
So Tosfos, in a certain sense, asked the Shaila. I mean, that's Tosfos later. The Shaila is it still called, if it would have been not the Mammonist anymore, in other words, if it would have lost, I had a pshat, I think Tosfos means to ask that pretty much. It's the Esnan means because this is the payment, this is the mummies. Let's say the person reveals it's a Mekach Tos, would have to go back. Because as long as there's a Shem Esnan Zayna, if you take off the mummies, but it's not Esnan Zayna anymore. It might be something specific to Esnan Zayna. But it only again in that Nakuda. I don't want to go because I had a. I mean, that's how I learned Tosfos and so on. Let's go back first. I'm sorry? Let's go back to Tosfos. Let's go back to the other, to Chayzel Briyasa, which is the main Nekuda. Chayzel Briyasa is, we're saying that Shini Maisa, that's Chayzel Briyasa, doesn't work. Shini Hashem, that's Chayzel Briyasa, does work. That's the strongest place where you see this. It's either Machloikas or Bezer Abzera, or with a small tikkun helps, and so on. So let's understand the difference in the Chayzel Briyasa or not. If a person, let's think about it. If a person has a chayfetz, and this chayfetz he has a din to give it back to someplace else, but the chayfetz has changes in it that don't allow me to do the hashava. I stole wood. I now put it together and have a chair. So the chair shaboy doesn't allow me to make that shava because akamisha gazel. It doesn't require me to make that shava. Let's say if I cared. Let's go the way around. There was a chair that I took apart. I took apart the chair. I have pieces of wood laying around that could be snapped together again. So right now in the matzav of it is, it's not good for giving back because I won't be mekayim the kain shagazel. So they bring from Reb Chaim. It's not written, but they bring the Dvar Avraham brings other quote b'shem Reb Chaim. So I don't pater myself. I have a chiyuv. You have a mitzvah of eishev zagzel. So I come along. Let's say the mussel. I would have something stolen in my house, and I'm in someplace else. And a Baal Musa comes, gives me tremendous techocha, you're holding on to Xela, it's a terrible thing, should give it back. I say, well, but I don't have it, I can't be Mekayim Mitzvah. So pick yourself up, go home, take the Xela, give it back. So I can tell the same thing to the person. Pick yourself up, take the Xela, put it together again. What's your problem? You had a chair, it was right now you're not Mekayim Veshus Xela with the pieces of wood. Okay. Put it back together again, and then you'll have it. That would be very good for chafetzim, and that's why chazal b'riyasa is not going to work where the shin is a shin ma'isa. If it's a shin Hashem, means I don't have the chafetz. I don't have the chafetz. In other words, I can go and buy a chafetz. The shin ma'isa is worse because if we're looking under the heading of a heishiv is like zela. I have a gzela that I have a chiyuv to give back, and the Torah made it tonight. It can't be to be mekayim the mitzvah of gzela. Can't be similar to it. It can't be of the same nature. It can't be anything. It has to be ke'en shegazel. Has to be the chayfetz in the same condition as was when it was stolen. So if I have the chayfetz, but it's lacking something, so the chayfetz itself. So I have a chiyuv hashava. And if I can do a tikkun, I have a chiv to make a tikkun. But if there's a shin Hashem, then the pshat is what I have to do is create a new chiv. It doesn't exist. Correct. But I'll do tchias amesim, I'll davraza or whichever one. I will. I don't have cloth in my whole house. I don't have a cloth. I don't have a cloth in my hands. I can make a cloth, and then that cloth will become like yours. That's not going to be. There's no chiv on you to do that. So, Lamash, let's take the Lulav and Esa. Let's take the case by the Lulav and Hadassa. If the problem is, I have to, I stole Hadassim, I have to return the Hadassim. So I say, I can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Torah gave a Tanai, it has to be Ke'en Shegozel, and it's now stuck with a Lulav and Aravis. So, Mechilas Kvaitcha, take the Lulav and Aravis out, remove the Hadass, you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if the Shem is removed, Then I don't have hadassim. True, I could create hadassim. I could make a chiyas amesim on the hadassim. But that's not a chiyav anymore. Once the chayfetz anigzal is not existent in terms of the chiyuv yashava, I don't have a chiyav to do that. You could say it a different, or you feel a little more, I guess, philosophical. But I think it's not off. You could say that when you have a chisorin in the maisa, so then you're fixing something. If you have something, the Gemara says it later by coins and metal, that even if you can remake a coin out of metal, it's a new coin. Shini Hashem means the chayfetz no longer exists. When I reconstruct it again, it's a new chayfetz. It's not kein shegazel because it's a new chayfetz. It's completely something new. Masha ein kein in Maisa, I have the old chayfetz, but it's lacking things. It's lacking pieces. So if I put the piece together again, it'll work. Either one of the two are fine. But the main point is, in Shinui Maisa, since we're dealing not what happened to the chayfetz and how far did it deteriorate, and is it already out of the rishus of the baile? If that would be the din, I couldn't see a difference. It's all built on the yesod that what's important is the ma'isa hashava. It starts with at the time when I'm going to make hashava, what can I do? What can I be yetz hashava with? And what will work? So we can be mechalik in both of these ways. Either say that shini, that if there's a shini ma'isa means the chayfetz still exists enough that I have a chiyuv hashava, and the fact that I can't do it means I have to go be mitaken and make some shinui. Or we can say that, and Masha'in Kain, by a shinui, by a shinui Hashem, I have to make a new chayfetz. Or we could say deeper a little bit, that every time, if it's chayzel b'riyasa by shinui Hashem, it's a new chayfetz. It's the pshat is, it didn't exist before, now it's a new chayfetz. Even if I steal from somebody a chair, this chair, there's a million chairs that are come out the same. If that chair is gone, and I bought another chair, the other chair is not Kain Shagazal. It's not the chayfetz. So in Shini Hashem, it's not the chayfetz that I took. If once the name goes off, the new chayfetz, so if I had a cloth and I made a tablecloth out of it, if I rededicate it as a cloth, I didn't rejuvenate the old cloth, so that's a new cloth. Either the two mahalchim would work fine with it. We also brought down the Gemara of the Gozel Sov Yifish Chala that we asked. So over there it seems that it's better by a he stole the sof chita, and there was a shini Hashem over there, was a shini ma'isa. Shini ma'isa didn't work, and therefore it's not going. It's going to be betzei berat niritz and so on. Masha ein kein legabe dafreshes chala. Over there we say that since it has a new shem, it has a chalois of. It has a new. It's called a Shini Hashem. The Shini Hashem would work. So with the Luchur, we have a case where a Shinui Ma'isa didn't work, and a Shini Hashem does work. And over there, Luchur, and both in Yanim, the Gemara says, as far as the bracha goes, there is no Shini Hashem. It's only Shini Ma'isa, and we hold Shinui b'mkayim b'mayimid. And if Shini is Mekoyim Ayimid, it doesn't work. And yet, Shini Hashem is going to work over there, because to make it into whatever it is, into Challah and so on, it'll work. So the Teretz is, Mamash HaSein that we're saying, once the Gemara is omed on the Nekuda of Shini Hashem, that Shini Hashem is really the Yisoyed and Sheirish of the Din of Kain Shagaza. And the question is it Kain Shagaza or not? So now, Shini Hashem always works, because if it really has a different Shem, it should work. Shini Ma'isa depends. If you hold Shini Bim Koyme Oymeid, means literally, Shini is the same. A piece of a grain of wheat, fry it, roast it, ground it. Except Hilchos Brachos, it's not going to make a difference. It's the same. It's the same chayfetz. Not going to make any difference for it. In Hilchos Mamonis, it's
Shem?
What?
Why is there Shini Hashem when you made it into
silence? I don't know. You know that's a kasha no matter what. It's a kasha no matter what. The Oriental is going at that point. It becomes a big enough Shini Hashem. I mean, I would assume the Shini Hashem of Soilus is not big enough. Hagam, there's a different aspect to it. I'm not sure, but the mitzad shinim koyim oimid means that the shinui itself is not a physical shinui does not tell me that panim hadash is ba'olika, and that's why no matter what you do with it, it still remains. It still has shingas. But if it has a new shem, if it's bal karchach, this is chala and this was that. So there's bal karchach, a new shem is chala on it. In other words, the one who holds shinim koyim ha'omid tells me that shinui is never considered as changing the chayfetz. But if the Torah gave it a different name, that's good enough. One more point that we mentioned before. How come in Shini Ma'isa we said if it's a little bit broken a lot and so on and so forth, if you make a substantial enough shinui, the fact that half of the chair is still standing doesn't count. If a person has a chair with a face with armrest and one armrest gets wobbly, we don't say, well, part of the chair is still here. In Shini Hashem we said as long as it has the old name, it still is you still have a chiyuv hashava. I think it's mamish just like what we're saying. The problem is once in Shini Hashem, the problem is that I'm not giving back the same chayfetz that I took. So if the chayfetz has two names, it was I took a tle and an ayil, then I'm mekayim hashava on the ayil shaboy, on the tle shaboy, on the ayil shaboy. In other words, I do have a chiyuv. If you called it yesterday an ayil, then I also called it a tle. So say this, so the tle I won't be able to get back. But the ayil is a full name. It's called ayil. So mitzad then it should work. The metalalta and the melatatin and the mereshes. The it's also as long as I refer to a roof as beams. So when I make the hashava, the additional name, the shini of the name doesn't take away at all from the fact that it. In the world of Shinu Maisa, if I'm looking at it physically, I don't say that, you know, it's one chair. It's not similar enough. In the names, it's hard to draw a parallel because it's hard to find a real good parallel for the two. But in the names, the pshat is each name is a complete name. It's not half of it was a tle, half of it is an ayil. I can look at it as having stolen ayil. I can look at it as having stolen a tle. So my kiyum of hashava is on the ayil shabbat. Masha'en came in a shini maisa, in the fact that it's lacking kein shegozal. So the pshat is the chair itself is not the same chair. It's not two things. If it's true, if I stole a chair and a footstool, both were different pieces, I'd give back one without the other. But if this was one chair with such a tzura, it's missing. Masha'en gibbe shem. If it has two names, it's not. It had half of this name, and half of this name. It's two complete names, and I have a kiyum of it. If the change itself would mark a change in the chayfetz and a deterioration or whatever or an appreciation, so then we could say that it's changed somewhat. It's very different than that. The question is, do I have a chayfetz I can be mekayim hashav with? Yes, I stole an ayil, I'm giving back an ayil. Let me just sum up the points together. We started out. The point was to try to understand the two shinui maisa and Shinui Hashem. The Pashto Pshat is, the Torah said Shinui works, and Shinui Maisa is definitely a great Shinui. Shinui Hashem is a Shaila, it's a Chiddush, and that's how the Pashto Pshat is. We pointed out in two or three places where Shinui Hashem is in fact weaker than Shinui Maisa. On the other hand, we have a few places that's Mashma, and a few in Yonim, most pronounced Shinui Hachoyze B'yosa, where Shinui Hashem seems to be stronger than Shinui Maisa. We saw the Ramban that says that every Shinui Maisa becomes a Shinui Hashem. So how do you in what oifin is Shinui Maisa stronger, and what oifin is Shinui Hashem stronger? So we wanted to say that Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa is not just two oifanim of Shinui, one stronger, one weaker. It's a change in understanding what the aside of Shini is. The Gemara, kol oy that the Gemara learned Shini Maisa, the Gemara understood that Shini works because the Chayfetz loses its halacha. It transforms into not the Bailam's Chayfetz, it transforms into the Chayfetz, it's a Kinyan. If something happens as it changes, at the moment that it changed, something happened to the Chayfetz that the person is Kaina, the Bailam lost it, and so on. When the Gemara is oimid that Shinui, Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush, that Shinui Hashem works, is a revisiting the whole musig of Shinui. It means that it's not because at the time of Shinui, the Chayfetz changed mitzad a kinyan that he gets in it, mitzad a loss of a bailus, and so on. It's noveah from very different halacha. It's noveah because when you have a din hashava, when you're coming to be meishav v'chayfetz, the Torah says it has to be kein shegozal. That's the tzur that it has to be. The oifin of that there's a chiyuv hashavas chayfetz is when you have a kein shegozal. Take that away. If you can't give a kein shegozal back, then you no longer have a chiyuv hashavas chayfetz, and b'meila what you're giving back is mamonis. The kinyonim that you get in it is a result of not being able to do a shovel. If that's the case, then both Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem are part of it. And in a conceptual sense, like Ramban says, Shinui Hashem is really the sheirish of it, because it's simply not the kinyan shegozal. It's not the same chayfetz. And therefore, The Gemara now, it's a new day, and that's why you don't find in the Pesachim, you don't find the Rambam, you don't find Shulchan Aruch, that they're listed as two separate categories. Either or, the Rambam just doesn't bring the music Shini Hashem. He brings it, in, like we said, Derech Agav. Shulchan Aruch starts off with Shini Hashem, and he sort of includes, packages everything else under it. Because in a Chinami, Lamaskane, it is like that. The difference in Chayzer Lebriyasa, which is the main point that sort of where we focused, was because we use Reb Chaim's Ahavane and what Chayzer Lebriyasa is. It's not the pshat Reb Chaim says, or said over in his name. It's not the pshat that a Chayzer Lebriyasa is less of a shinui, but Adarabba, there's a chiyuv on you. The chiyuv Yashava is the chair that you took from the person is a little scuffed. You're right, you can't give it back like that. Get down and clean it. Make it back. The chair that you took, a leg fell off, put it back on and give it back to him. So what doesn't work in Shinah Chayzer B'yasa is because since the p'tur has to come because you can no longer do Ashava, Adarabba, the mitzvah Ashava tells you, go and do and be Mishant back. Shinah Hashem is a completely new chayfetz as far as we're looking at it. So we had wanted to, either the pshat was, I don't have a chiyuv to start with. I don't have that chair anymore. I could get that chair, but just like I don't know if there's a chiyuv to go and to buy back the chair from somebody if I sold it. I don't know. I just didn't look at halacha. I don't have to manufacture. Or we said a little bit of a deeper taich. Even if I do, it's still going to be a new chayfetz because and similar to what the Gemara later says by coins, cleaning for dirtying versus the other way around. If you take coins, make metal, make coins out of it versus coins and making metal out of it. If you make a coin again, it's a new coin. It's not the old coin. There's no chias amesim on these things. So that's the other eifet. That's the way we try to learn up the Indian over here.